best of Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3.
Second Date Update is brought to you by Raising Cane's. They've got one love. Hey, Lila, how are you today?
Good, thanks.
So why did you reach out to us? Tell us. What's going on?
Well, I met Denise at a Halloween party over the weekend, and she was looking really good. So I had to at least try and get her number, and it totally surprised me when she actually gave it to me.
Oh, well, that's awesome. Good for you.
Yeah, it was a nice little ego boost. But now I'm kind of freaking out because I was hoping to go out with her this weekend, and she hasn't gotten back to me, and I know it's only a couple of days, but is it asking too much for a text back?
I mean, I don't think so. Did you go overboard with the text or anything?
No, not really. I mean, I've only texted her like 3 times.
Oh, that's not bad. Well, did anything happen at the party?
What do you mean?
Like, did something happen that you might have done to turn her off?
Oh my gosh, I hope not. I don't think anything happened like that, you know? And if anything had happened, I feel like she just wouldn't have given me her number.
Right. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Let's give her a call and see what's going on, okay?
Ooh, okay.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak with Denise?
That's me. How can I help you?
This is Mandy from Mandy in the Morning and your 106.3. I was actually calling because Lila can't really seem to get in touch with you. She's the woman that you met at the Halloween party a few days ago?
Okay.
Well, is there a reason why you haven't got back to her?
Yeah, there's a reason.
Okay. Do you mind sharing with what that reason might be?
I mean, I don't know. That seems kind of messed up to me to blast someone on the radio.
Well, I mean, if you're that concerned about it, then just kind of put it in like a nice way. It's okay if you're not interested. Just, you know, see if you can put it in a nice way.
She's ugly.
Okay. That's not exactly the nicest way to put it. I mean, that's not the best way.
But there's no nice way to say it, you know? I mean, she's not attractive. She's not pretty. She's not my type.
Okay. How come you gave her your number?
I mean, she was dressed up, and she does have an amazing body. And, you know, we were talking for a bit, and I liked her personality and all, but, you know.
Well, isn't that important, if you like her personality?
Of course it's important, but I'm sorry. Like, a pretty face is just as important to me. I mean, it's someone I'm going to be looking at all the time.
Oh, my God, can you just, like, get the hell out of here? Can you just, like, get the hell out of here? Seriously, I'm not pretty enough for you?
Hey, Lila, and no, you're not.
Oh, my God. You act like you're so beautiful. Like, have you tried looking in a mirror once in a while? At least I take care of myself.
Oh, my. That's not good.
I mean, I look better than you, so I don't have to.
No wonder you were dressed up like a witch.
Oh, my. Okay.
I mean, I couldn't tell you were dressed up or that was just how you look normally. I mean,
Oh, honest.
My God.
Yikes. Okay. Enough with the bashing back and forth. I can go ahead and assume that there's not going to be, like, a date or anything, correct?
Correct.
No.
Okay. That's what I thought. You never know. Stranger things happen. I mean, I've had people say, actually, yeah, we'll go out. Okay. Well, Lila, I am totally sorry that we couldn't make this work, but at least you're not getting hooked up with someone, you know, that doesn't like you.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Mandy in the Morning, weekdays from 6 to 10 on your 106.3.